Welcome to Gilded Garbage Can, the podcast dedicated to defogging the image that is San Francisco. Thank you for tuning in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, Podbean, and everywhere else fine podcasts are available. Listener shout out this episode goes to Angie, a new subscriber and top fan of this show. Thank you, Angie, for tuning in and for your support and listenership. The holiday season is fast approaching. Looking for gift ideas? Head over to the Gilded Garbage Can store where you'll find GGC branded t-shirts, notebooks, mouse pads, and a whole lot more. Show someone how much you care and what great taste you have. Pick up some merchandise and show your support for the podcast all at once. Visit Zazzle.com and search for Gilded Garbage Can. In looking for inspiring topics to gnaw on today, I moseyed over to everyone's favorite website, that virtual think tank of keen observation of the obvious, Nextdoor. If you've not checked out Nextdoor, pour yourself a glass of your favorite beverage and pay it a visit. You'll be astonished, not only by the vague, passive-aggressive, and downright dim-witted posts, but also by the realization that you live in the same neighborhood as contributors to a myriad of senseless discussion and general dumbassedness. Is that even a word? I don't know. Here we go. Rich posts the following quote, "Today our family went for a walk on Lake Street. On our way there, I could not stop observing the amount of trash we were encountering on every block, PPE, papers, food, etc. On the corner of our street, there is a bus station and a laundromat that generate a lot of trash, and some gets carried away in front of our house. To clean up, I grab a trash bag and a grabber I bought from Amazon for $7," he provides a link, "and I pick up all the trash. Some neighbors use air blowers, but that just sends the trash on the street or neighboring sidewalks without solving the problem. It only takes 3 minutes, and our Richmond neighborhood would look so much better if more owners and renters would take responsibility to clean the sidewalks in front of their houses. Let's make it happen." Rich doesn't mention that instead of wasting money on roundabouts and dedicated bus lanes, what the city really needs is a trash bin on every corner. Maybe they can repurpose the ones they plan to replace and send them to Rich's neighborhood. Check out episode 22 of this podcast for more about the city's garbage can plans. Meanwhile, let's thank Rich for picking up trash wherever he sees it and for plugging a product on Amazon. Nice work. Jody asks, "Does anyone hear the party going on in the backyard of a house on 25th Avenue between Geary and Anza? Quite loud and lots of screaming." Well, Jody, if there's lots of screaming, I guess that would be quite loud. Did you call anyone? Pick up the phone and ring the local police station? Probably not. Instead, you thought, "I'm curious about something happening in real time, so I'll just throw it up on Nextdoor and see what I get. Perhaps the people at the party will read this and stop being loud." Or maybe you were unhappy because the neighbors threw a party and didn't invite you. Diana writes, "Now that it's getting dark earlier, I would like to recommend people wear bright colored coats or coats or vests with reflective strips when you are out at night. It would help drivers see you better." Thanks, Diana, for expressing your desire to recommend something instead of simply recommending something. Next time, you might want to consult with John and provide a link so we can easily buy whatever reflective gear you'd like to recommend we wear. Lynn shares, "This package was left on my door stoop. I'm on Fulton between 20th and 19th. Not sure this person is on Nextdoor. So sorry this happened to you." Hey, Lynn, is there an address on the box? Is it nearby? Have you thought about taking the package to the addressee and dropping it off, or better yet, ringing the doorbell and handing it over? Here's your chance to do something nice, but I guess you'd rather express sorrow to the person who didn't receive their package, because that's what empathy is all about. Speaking of packages, Karis wants us to know she, quote, just saw a man walking around my house with a bunch of packages hidden under his large sweatshirt. I yelled at him, he's stealing packages, and told him to get out of here. He's driving an old Chevrolet truck, blah, 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 wearing a hat and a blah, blah, blah. Please be on the lookout. I did not get a license plate since he ran away and jumped in his car and sped away. Please share this and be careful. It appears Karis's shouting made the perpetrator run away quickly. I wonder, was it that shouting Jody heard mistaking it for a party? Could Karis come to Rich's neighborhood and shout at litterbugs? Maybe she could go to Lynn's house and shout at her for not delivering the package that was left at her door. Mark, sharing a photo of some hypodermic needles on the sidewalk, writes, photos taken this morning on my block. This is where kids play. My heart breaks for addicts, but how is it even remotely acceptable that we let this happen? I fear our city leaders know absolutely nothing about addiction as they continue to enable the crisis. I safely cleaned this deadly mess, but I fear it's only a matter of time before someone innocent gets hurt. Mark wants us to know his heart breaks for addicts because that's something a resident of San Francisco is supposed to say. But he really wants us to know that he safely cleaned the mess because that's what got him a lot of likes on Nextdoor. Jenna posts, I'm new and recently moved in. My baby stepped outside today and immediately stepped in dog poop. A man's dog poops in front and then he pretends to pick up the poop because someone is walking down the street. He has a napkin to pick up after his dog, but once the pedestrian leaves, he puts the napkin back in his pocket and walks away. He had the material to clean up after his dog, but chose not to. I'm so sad and angry that my baby is the one who ends up walking straight into it. Anyway, watch out for this pet owner. He may purposely leave crap in front of your home. There is a lot to unpack here, so let's just focus on a couple of obvious things. First, using the word poop 3 times in 2 sentences is not good, so I'd suggest rewriting that. Second, how on earth would you let your baby step outside without you being right there to see what's on the sidewalk? Haven't you been reading Nextdoor? There's trash and needles and all kinds of disgusting lying about. What's interesting, though, is her warning at the end of the post. Watch out for this pet owner. He may purposely leave crap in front of your home. Is this really a random thing, Jenna, or did you piss off a neighbor? Come on, tell us. We won't judge. Finally, Catherine writes, as a fun quarantine project, I am creating a time capsule for 2020-2021. I'm going to keep adding to it for the next few months and then seal it and date it for maybe 20 years from now. What do you think I should put in it? Obviously, a face mask is going in first. Well, Catherine, I think there are many things you'd want to add that well represent San Francisco in 2020. A lot of them have been discussed just in this episode. Garbage, stolen or misdelivered packages, hypodermic needles, dog poop, and that's just a start. What would you put in your time capsule? Leave us a comment or two at gildedgarbagecan.com. Also, check us out on Instagram. Search for and follow Gilded Garbage Can, all one word, for those images that are worth 1,000 words. Never miss an episode. Subscribe to Gilded Garbage Can on Apple Podcasts to get new episodes as they become available. Until next time.